Hello, my name is Chris and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Florida. To begin, are you registered to vote in Florida?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And what are the chances of your voting in the August 20th primary election for U.S. Senate, the Florida legislature, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or you don't think you will vote? If you have already voted, please let me know.
I already voted.
Already voted?
Yep.
Thank you. Now, did you vote in the Republican primary or the Democratic primary?
Democratic.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, in what year were you born?
1966.
Thank you very much. And are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
And if that's true, so do you consider yourself to be white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race not listed here?
I'm white, but there's Hispanics in my family.
So how
mainly
should
from
I...
Colombia.
Oh, so how should I record your answer?
Well, I'm white. They're not blood relatives. They're married into the family, but they're still my family.
Okay, thank you. Now, generally speaking, do you think that things in Florida are going in the right direction, or do you feel they have gotten off on the wrong track?
Way wrong track.
Thank you. And now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings toward each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please let me know. The first one we have is Joe Biden. Would you say you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of Joe Biden?
Very favorable.
Thank you. What about Kamala Harris?
Very favorable as well.
And Barbara Sharif?
Trying to put together the name. I'm sorry. Nope.
Barbara Sharif.
I recognize the name, but I'm drawing a blank. I'm sorry.
Okay. So how should I record your answer? As no opinion or never heard of?
No opinion.
Thank you. Then we have Rodney W. Jacobs, Jr.
No opinion.
Thank you. And the last one we have is Chad Klitzman.
No opinion.
Thank you very much. Now, how did you vote in the Democratic primary for Florida State Senate? Did you vote for Rodney W. Jacobs, Jr., Barbara Sharif, or Chad Klitzman?
You know what? I must have a different ballot because the one I sent in didn't have Senate races on it. I got a vote by mail ballot and I sent it in yesterday.
Oh.
You must be talking about a different district or something.
It says Florida State Senate.
Yeah, that's not on my ballot. I must have a different ballot.
Oh, okay. So.
I'm going to have to go open it and look now.
Yes, I'm so sorry about that. Well, thank you very much for your time, then. Have a wonderful day.
Oh, thank you. Sorry about the confusion, obviously.
Yes, I'm so sorry about that.
The people I voted for were all women, too, so something's not jiving.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time, then. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Thank you. Already voted. Okay. But the ballot was different from already voted, but halfway he realized the ballot was different from the options we have on the survey. How do I dispose?